Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Written Word Podcast with your host, The Frontiest. Kindly excuse my voice because I'm down with a nasty cold. Moving on. So I have this urge today to talk about friendship and how it plays a crucial part in my life and how with the passage of time, my friendships seem more and more important to me as I inch closer to midlife, let's just say. So whether it's technical difficulties with the spouse, dealing with a kind of empty nest, heartache, jealousy, negativity, whether it comes from within me or it's found in the outside world, deep discussions about life and living, accountability when I'm not living up to my full potential, encouragement on days I just want to give up. This and so much more are things I could never have handled as well as I did had I not had my friends around me. You know what? Of course you don't. I haven't told you yet. So the thing is, there are two types of people in the world. There are people who are rich, and then there are those who are abundant. Wealth comes from investing in money. Abundance comes from investing in people. Also, the kind of abundance I have multiplies every year. And that abundance comes from the people in my life. This, of course, doesn't mean that I don't have flaws or I don't mess up. Of course I do. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the more someone has meant to me, the more taken for granted they have felt at some point. But I'm working on that. And I still need them in my life for as long as I live. In a minute, I'm going to describe some of these very special people to you. And I will even try to bring as many of them as I can here to talk to you guys over the next few weeks. And once you're done listening to this, I hope it makes you think of your friends and pick up the phone to call them or even to make plans. The bottom line is, I hope you let them know how special they are, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now. This episode is a big shout out to all the special ladies in my life, to the feisty mother of three who once did a ritual to shield me from the evil eye just before I left for my brother's wedding, to the two women who are like my left and right arm and who I absolutely cannot imagine being without, to the one fashionista who always comes to my rescue in all things outfit related, especially because I'm a totally last minute person, to the light-eyed bombshell who teaches me so much about acceptance and self-confidence and body positivity. It's a shout out to the quiet introvert who is actually as spicy as she's sweet, to the one who is as crazy as me and knows exactly what's going on with me by just one look at my face. I swear to God, not a single word is exchanged between us, but she looks at me and she knows whether I'm having a good day or a bad day. I don't know how she does it. It's a shout out to the one who has the knack for making me laugh no matter how bad a day I'm having, and to the one who can calm me down no matter how angry I get. I'm so enriched by the presence of all these women in my life, and I learn so much from all of them. Some of them are literal teachers and life coaches. Some have aced being nurturers and providers. Some are so good at building others up. Some have just started something new in their lives, and I can only marvel at their courage. Some are brutally honest with me and about me. But there's one thing all of them have in common. Regardless of what was going on at different points of time in their own lives, they have always made me feel seen, supported, and loved in their presence. Always. I am so proud of the friends life has chosen to gift me with, and also of the ones I have chosen for myself. I am so grateful for friends I have found in the family I married into, and the family that some friends have elevated themselves to over time. So thank you. Thank you for holding space for my anger, my tears, my rants. I can't believe I'm getting emotional. Okay, but also, thank you for holding space for my pranks and my teasing. My love, thank you for holding me strong and steadfast and not letting me break when the storms hit. Thank you for being my place to rest when I got tired. Thank you for being my reality check when I really, really, really needed it. Thank you for fighting for me and for fighting with me. Thank you for making me laugh and laughing with me. Thank you for not letting me become cynical as time went on. Thank you for adding your advice and your perspective to expand my worldview. But most of all, thank you so, so much for being a part of my life and letting me be a part of yours. I am truly an amalgamation of everything that's good and kind in you. And when you see me, I hope you also see how I am nothing but a beautiful kaleidoscope of everything that is the best in all of you. So that brings me to the end of today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. And if you like this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could just drop a quick review or even write something about the podcast on whatever platform it is that you're listening in from. Don't hesitate to get in touch and to let me know if there's anything in specific you want me to talk about. And thank you so much for all the love you have shown me so far. Till next time, this is your host, The Frontiest, signing off.